welcome to Will It Game, the podcast about pitching terrible board game ideas to people who have a lot more common sense than us. So today I am here with my co-host, Rick. How are you doing, Rick?
Doing well. Ready to be victorious. That's what I'm
You're on a hot streak. I think it's the ability of you to research what you're talking about 5 minutes before. I think that is what's been the catalyst to you winning constantly.
Yes, I've got the 5 minute advantage to your 2 minutes of research. So right now, that extra effort I'm putting in is paying off.
Our guest judges for this episode are actually Will and Sarah from Tantrum House. How are you all doing today?
Hey, we're doing really well.
Awesome. So glad to have you guys on the show. Tell our listeners what you guys do and where they can find your amazing content.
So Tantrum House is a media company that we focus on board games and a little bit of RPGs in there once in a while. And we do reviews. We do a lot of Kickstarter previews. We have a podcast that focuses just on Kickstarter games, and we have TantrumCon coming in February 2019.
Yeah.
That looks super awesome. If you're anywhere around South Carolina, you definitely need to check that out.
Yeah, we're pretty pumped about it. We've been putting a lot of time in to do the planning and just getting vendors and exhibitors lined up, and we just need people to show up and have a great time now.
I'm really trying That's to awesome. Figure out a way that I can make TantrumCon count as professional development for me so that I can totally just make it out there and work, be totally okay with it.
I've got an accountant who could help you out with that. You let me know.
Sweet!
There we go. Awesome. So the way this game works is we're going to pitch two board game ideas that are completely fictitious, that we are almost positive don't exist already. And then you all are going to give us some feedback and then share who has the least crappy idea. And so that is your job as our guest judge. And I think I would like to concede the floor to Rick, who is on a winning streak for the first game pitch. Now, Will and Sarah, what is our theme that we're working with this week?
All right, so on our podcast just a couple weeks ago, we were talking about this, like what game themes are missing out there, what aren't there enough of, and clearly one of those things is 80s cartoons and children's shows.
Okay, awesome.
Certainly.
So, Rick, what you got, man?
Well, you know, I kind of came in on the tail end of the 80s, so I'm trying to go with what I saw a lot in reruns, and so what I'm pitching today is Inspector Gadget the game. Now, this already exists as far as there's a 1983-1984 version, but I can guarantee that they were probably terrible, so this is hopefully going to be redemption for good old Inspector Gadget. So what I'm envisioning is something similar to Megaland or Welcome to the Dungeon, where you kind of prepare and then go into and face like a stack of cards that are adversity. So each of you has a version of Inspector Gadget, and you start with a regular power-up and some lives. Then you go out on a mission, and you face the different obstacles that you have to overcome. And each of these is going to be overcome by the body mods that you have in your collection, all of which, of course, have Go Go Gadget at the top of the card as their name. So if something's coming at your... coming at you and you got to avoid it, you go over it by using Go Go Gadget legs, or maybe there's a chasm that you got to leap across, you're going to go Go Gadget hat, and you're going to use the helicopter to fly over the chasm that appears. And so you gain rewards along the way, and you can turn back if you ever feel like it's too risky, or you can keep pushing, and if you lose all your lives, you come back with nothing. You can upgrade between the rounds to be able to do better to face those threats. But just like in Megaland, they're going to be shuffled and recycled each round, so you don't know exactly when they're coming. It's going to be a little different than Megaland, though, because you're going to have the opportunity to get some boosts from our favorite other characters on that show. So Penny, who I believe is his niece, Brain, the dog, and of course, the chief, who always blows up in the middle or at the beginning of the episode, all involved. And those cards are going to let you skip obstacles. Maybe they double your rewards. It all depends. We'll iron that out. Another thing I'm thinking of adding is at the bottom of each deck, there's going to be, every time, the bottom card is going to be Dr. Claw. And so when you face off against Dr. Claw, you're going to roll a die because there's always, it's a little bit risky when you're facing Dr. Claw. You don't know exactly what you're going to face. And so in order to beat him, you've got to be prepared for anything. And then at the end of the game, you've been collecting these rewards. Some you spend, some you try to hold on to, because at the end of the game, the Inspector Gadget with the most rewards wins.
Okay, I'm loving it so far. I feel like we missed the cat a little bit. What was the cat's
name? Oh, yeah, the one that at the end of the show where it's like, I'll get you next time, Gadget. And then you hear that.
Right, yes. Right, exactly.
That is very important. We need to find a way to include the cat. No, I'm sure definitely. That's going to be one of the obstacles we face is probably the cat. Okay. So we'll have to figure that
that's
out.
That's fair. Yeah, I like where you're going with that. I think the computer book, whatever that thing is that Penny's always got, that's got to be like,
oh, yeah.
There's got to be a card. That's like your player help guide, right?
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's exactly what it is. You know, I just hadn't gotten to that point. That's totally was in my brain beforehand.
Yeah.
And I think maybe if we do this on Kickstarter, one of the stretch goals is the Matthew Broderick edition, where all of a sudden his face is on all the cards. I think that's what we're going to have to go.
That would be the worst. Or maybe the French Stewart version, which is everybody's favorite.
I forgot that existed until you mentioned it right now.
I know. His face is in my brain forever now.
That is crazy. Don't mind me. While you talk about your pitch, I'm going to be Googling Inspector Gadget French Stewart.
Nice. Right.
That's good. That's good.
Is the round tracker like their cool car? Is that obviously in there too?
Oh, I forgot about the car. See, there's so much. I realized that a lot of Inspector Gadget watching that I did when I was little was like at 6:30 in the morning when I woke up way too early.
Yes.
And was like eating cereal and not paying attention.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that is the one that I caught on cable Nickelodeon.
Yeah, Nickelodeon rocked it. It was so much better than when they had Lassie and Flipper on. I was always like, not Lassie and Flipper! Dadgummit!
Why did I wake up?
Come on.
I hate these
Can't
animals.
Things be better? Now kids can just pull up YouTube, something that they don't know the pain of nothing good's on.
I know. Yeah. Go back to bed.
My kids are like, we can just watch the entire season of Ninjago today. Like, I
don't
think so.
Yeah.
We were actually at my parents' house and where they don't have Netflix, and my kids were like, what are these comic things called? And I was like, commercials?
Why are they
my
so
children
wrong?
Literally didn't know what a commercial was. It was insane.
I was unaware that Inspector Gadget 2 was a movie, Ryan, with French Stewart.
Yeah.
You have...
Yeah, and it's
eyes.
Really bad.
Yeah, I was
it's
gonna
really
say. I
bad.
Think I tried to just ignore that existed. Because
yeah, you got to try to watch it now.
Oh yeah,
so.
All right, Ryan,
you've committed
good
to
luck,
it.
Ryan, trying to beat that awesomeness.
All right, I've got Chip and Dale to the rescue.
Oh no!
So we have Chip, we have Dale, we have Monterey Jack, we have Gadget, and of course, Zipper is going to be helping us along the way. Your team is hot on the trail of a new adventure, and on this board that's set up, you're going to have a little bit of setup because you have 6 points of danger on the board that you guys are going to interact with. Each player is going to get a set of 5 cards that move around the board, and it's going to be themed to the character that you picked. So it's going to be kind of like if you played the new version of Stop Thief from Restoration Games, they did a great job of taking the die roll and actually converting it into a hand of cards that have some special abilities. So you're going to actually, Monterey Jack will have a special ability, and out of those 5 cards, he'll be able to use a high one to move a little faster or a low one to move slower and recoup those cards. Each time you hit one of the danger spots, you're actually going to roll a 6-sided die, and it has a 33% chance of triggering the trap. You're going to have traps like mouse traps. You're going to have a cat's paw that snatches up your character. You're going to have like the mole people that are going to come out and get you. So there's all these. Think about how Mousetrap is when you were a kid and how it was like Mousetrap looks so cool and so amazing, but it never worked. This,
right?
We have the technology. What if I told you we have the technology to make a better mousetrap?
So, I wouldn't believe you.
Yes.
You're a liar, yes. Ryan Gatowski.
So
you're a liar.
we're going to create a better board, a better mousetrap, these interactive items that when you get hit, you end up, it causes you to lose a turn. And along the way, as you go around the board, you're going to be able to pick up cheese and egg corns to actually give you boosts as you advance your mini. Each of the characters will be a good size mini that you're going to be able to move around the board. And actually, I'm trying to think of a way to use Zipper since he's the little fly guy. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find a way that I can use Zipper where it would be almost like a passable bonus. Okay, so maybe Zipper's helping Monterey Jack this turn, and then for some reason that token is passed along to Gadget, and Gadget's using it this turn. So it's almost like this passable assistant that helps you through the adventure. And then, of course, whoever ends up at the end of the track wins the game.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the, augmented reality upgrade edition where we actually get to watch the characters animated on the board? Is that like the upgrade in the Kickstarter?
That would be interesting. Yeah, that would be interesting to be able to hold your phone up and maybe there's something on the character that makes them animate or something like that. Maybe even that you could either play with the augmented reality tokens, like the little chips that would have the AR code on it, or you could play with the minis that come with the game.
Most definitely. I think, and that way Zipper can actually like literally fly around the board. Following him around with your camera is going to be one of the keys. And also, I'm going to need the theme music.
Yes.
Every time you open the box, it plays.
Yes. You got to have that. Yes. Like.
I think as you were describing that game, I realized how little of Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers I actually remembered. Because after you got done saying Chip and Dale, that was it. I was done. I remembered nothing else about the show.
That's great.
Yeah. What was the stinky cheese that Monterey liked? I can't remember what it was. Didn't everybody else hate
Limburger?
It?
Limburger, yeah.
Oh, yes. Limburger. So, that's right.
Apparently, I also
that card will be
that.
In there somewhere, right? Is that it gives him extra bonus, but everybody else loses two moves or something?
That would be awesome. So.
Things are getting thematic.
Yeah, yes. I love the idea of now the mousetrap, like that's right up Gadget's alley, all the button loops and the thimbles, and very excellent. How much assembly is required, though?
Yeah, so it's going to take a good 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's obviously a family friendly game, but it's something that you would want an adult to set it up before you get to the table. It's something that I think the whole family can play. You know, you've got these four different tokens, and I think it would be a lot of fun because it's very cartoony and it's not a heavyweight game. It reminds you of those classic games, but it has some newer touches that that keep it a little more modern.
Not terrible.
So.
You know, I think I'm kind of getting some weird, like, holy cow, how oblivious was I as a child? I'm looking at this show, and it only ran for a year and a half as far as two episodes.
They must have rerun this.
It aired
crap
in 1989.
Years.
Yes.
March 1989 to November 1990. 65 episodes.
Yeah.
And so we've... don't understand how many times we just watch the same episodes. Like,
I think that is the key to this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure from like ages 8 to 13, I watched it every Friday or whatever day it was on.
Yep.
We have possibly seen the same episode 48 times. It's getting
But the crazy part is you still have good memories of it.
Indeed, absolutely.
Or no memories of it, apparently.
Cool. I actually remember I went to Disneyland like right when that set of Saturday morning cartoons was hot, and they had like live stage actors performing the entire like Saturday lineup. It was the highlight of my childhood. I won't lie.
That's pretty awesome.
That's awesome. So this is the point where you, Will, and Sarah, you all are going to decide which game is the least terrible and give your final judgment.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
This is tough.
This is
harder than I thought, I gotta say. I don't know if it's just because I love all 80s cartoons or...
These are very thematically rich, too.
Yes, they are. Do you know which one you're leaning to? Do we have to, like, consolidate our vote first and cast one vote, or do we just shout
I don't know,
it
Rick. What do
time?
You think?
Have you guys we've ever never had... rocked two
we've
judges
never...
before.
No,
so.
Wow. Yeah, we've never had a duo on here. I think it would be interesting to see what each of you... I think shout it out at once. I think that's a good way to go.
Ooh.
Okay. Are you
and
ready?
Then we can give reasons for either
absolutely.
One.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to do, like, 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Yep. 3, 2, 1.
Chip and Dale. What?
Oh, no.
The only reason.
That was unanimous.
I actually think I would like the Inspector Gadget game more.
Okay.
Except for I absolutely loved Mousetrap as a game.
It was the best worst childhood game that there was.
It really is.
I remember owning it multiple times for it to fall halfway through and then keep on going.
Yeah,
I remember owning a version.
It wanted to work so bad, and it never did.
And I feel like if somebody could do a really good job of making these components like high quality, it could be so good. I mean, we just saw what Restoration did with Fireball Island.
Right?
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, I think the whole thing, like, unfortunately, that was the whole tipping point. Like, if you had said Inspector Gadget, but it's like Mousetrap, I would have been like, yep, Inspector Gadget.
This doesn't seem thematically appropriate, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That's awesome.
Oh, cool. I have to admit, though, that I was really hoping for a Fraggle Rock game. That was like, that's the one. When that one comes out, just take my money.
Yeah. Well, my first mistake was I told a coworker that he listens to the show. I told my coworker James. I said, "Hey, James, I think I'm gonna jump in with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air," and he was like, "Cool, except for that was the 90s.
Right. Good thing you ran that by him.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I had gone with that. Then I would have won by disqualification.
Yeah, I had this really cool card game where you get bullied and then you have to move to Bel-Air. So,
anyway. As the losing part or the winning part? I'm not sure what.
I don't know. It was a two-part game. So
your uncle is Shredder.
Yeah, cool. The game that I'm looking forward to from the 80s is the new He-Man that supposedly has been announced.
What?
Oh, snap.
Right? I don't remember who's publishing it.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I saw somebody post on Facebook about it, and
I also don't feel like the Thundercats are getting enough love. Like,
I know they
made the new cartoon version, which I'm not a fan of, but the original, give me that nostalgia, man.
That was such a good show. So good.
I think it changed people's lives.
Yeah, I had all the Thundercats toys. I loved it. That was my jam.
Well, all I can say is next time we need to do 90s, and I feel like that'll be more of an advantage in this area. I feel like it was not fair. Ryan wins because he's old. It's not right. It's not right.
Oh, come on.
I mean, that is.
Well, 90s would work for us as well, only because we are both the oldest siblings, and so we did see most of the 90s cartoons because our younger siblings were watching them.
Even though we were too cool for them at the time.
Yeah.
I watched cartoons.
So it sounds like a rematch is in order in the future.
Yeah, we could do that.
I think that would be great, a 90s battle. We can do it. So, Sarah, Will, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Tell everybody where they can find Tantrum House.
Yeah, it was a blast. Thank you guys for having us. You can find us at tantrumhouse.com. We're also on basically every social platform out there. We're really active on Facebook. We put out video reviews on YouTube pretty much every day, a new game from somebody in our group. We're active on Twitter, and we've got Instagram, Pinterest, all that good stuff. And then, obviously, the thing that we're most excited about is TantrumCon. It's coming February 15th through the 17th. It's going to be, we're hoping for about 500 people for this first year, and we really plan to grow it into something huge over the next couple years. We've got a really solid team of people with a lot of experience running cons in other places, and we're trying to put together just a really fantastic couple of days of gaming, and we'd love everybody who's available to come out and join us.
That sounds awesome. You guys be sure to check out Tantrum House online. Be sure to check out Tantrum Con as it comes around in February 2019. And the video content that they are putting out is phenomenal. So check it out. Thanks so much for joining us. And be sure to vote for your favorite game pitch at facebook.com/oneboardfamily. We're going to have a post at the top that you're going to be able to vote on the poll to say which one you would like to see actually become a game one day, which it won't. And then that's about it. So until next time, we'll see you at the table.
Punchboard Media.
Where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.